Yeah. Okay, Zakta Gemara, Tzadik Chesem at Beis. I don't remember where we got up to last time with this Gemara in Baba Kama, so let's go back to the Mishnah. We'll go a little quicker. Nasan l'umman l'sakin v'kilkulu, if you gave your kalim to an umman to fix, and he was makalkul et chayov and l'shalom is chayiv to pay. And then it seemed to be a similar case. Nasan l'chora shida teva migdal, if you gave a carpenter shida teva migdal l'sakin v'kilkul, chayiv l'shalom as well. V'habanoi, shekibul olav listar sakaisa, a carpenter, a contractor, that accepted upon himself to demolish and knock down a wall, v'shibar ha'avonim o'yshe zikon, and in the process he broke avonim, or he was mazak them, which he wasn't supposed to do, chayiv l'shalom. He's chayiv to pay for what he was mazak. Chayesoyse mitzad zeh, v'nofo mitzad acher. If he was breaking it down in one area and it fell apart at another area, potter. Then he is potter. V'machmas ha'maka chayiv. But if it happened directly from the maka, then he would be chayiv. So comes along Ravasi, Amar Ravasi, l'shanu l'shanasan l'chor v'shido tevo migdol, l'nayetz ben mismar, v'noetz ben mismar, v'shivron. When did we say that the chorosh is responsible? Chayev l'shalim, where you gave him a box, and then he was supposed to fix it, and or repair it, as you wish, and he broke it in the process, he's chayev. Meaning, there's nothing that he did in the shvach kli, so to speak, that would make it his. Avonasan l'chorosh ate some las shida teva migdol, but if you gave a chorosh wood and he's supposed to make out of it a shida teva migdol, v'asman shida teva migdol v'shivron, and he created the chair, the bench, the stender, the box, and then he broke it, potter, he would beat potter, my taima, umun kainim b'shvach kli. Ravasi holds, umun kainim b'shvach kli. So if he's being mishabeach the kli, he's taking lumber and turning it into a chair, so he's kainim the shvach kli. So if at the same time he breaks it, he's going to be potter from paying you for the value of the keli, right? He's still going to have to pay back the Dmei Eitzim, obviously, but he's going to be potter past that.
So when you pay him and you take it, your rest, it's actually a sale that's being consummated, basically.
Right, that's right. Meaning there's some level of shutvis here where your wood made you a partner in this chair, and then you're buying his portion, so to speak.
So if it gets stolen or burnt down, it's the human's problem. That extra.
Yeah, that would be the woman's loss. Yeah. Okay, Tanan. So after Ravasi's din, let's look back at our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Nasan la'umnim v'kilkul chayavim l'shalim." The first line of the Mishnah sounds like a blanket statement that you gave it to uman v'kilkul yichayav l'shalim. My love, the yovlu eitzim. Wouldn't that mean that you gave them eitzim, and even so, you see the chayav l'shalim? Says the Gemara, "Lo, yishida teva migdol." It's talking about a case where you gave a shita teva migdol because if you gave eitzim, you'd be potter. In fact, the Gemara midik tani seifa. The next line of the Mishnah stated shita teva migdol that you're chayiv. So what's the difference then between the first case and the second case? Mechlal, it would imply the reisha eitzim. That the reisha is talking about a case where you gave him eitzim. Says the Gemara, no. Amri prushika mefarish law. The Mishnah is simply explaining. And Ketzah Nasan Um L'Sakam V'Kokulu Chayav L'Shalom. How is there the case where you gave it Um L'Sakam V'Kokulu that you Chayav L'Shalom? Kigoyin Shenasan L'Chara Shida Teva Migdol. For example, you gave the Chara Shida Teva Migdol and he broke it, then Chayav L'Shalom. But otherwise, Hitaka would be Potter because Uman Koyne B'Shvachkli. V'Chanami Mestabra. And so is Taka Mestabra. The Ketzah Katani that it's a that it's. The format of the Mishnah is really Ba'ifin Ketzad. The Isal Kadai, the Reisha Eitzim. If the Reisha is simply talking about that you gave him lumber, and we said Chayav L'Shalom in that case, Ahashtash Minan Eitzim Chayav L'Shalom, V'loya Minan Umukain B'Shvachli, the Mishnah would be taking the position of Ein Umukain B'Shvachli, and you'd be Chayav for Eitzim, Shida Teva Migdol Miboyd. You have to tell me the case of Shida Teva Migdol that you're also Chayav? Of course you're Chayav. So Memela, it's Mestaber that it's Taka one continuous case. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a Raya. Yimishim Holo Iriya. The fact that it said both is not a Raya, because Tana Seifa, the Gluya Reisha, could be was necessary to say the Seifa, to be Megal on the Reisha. Shaloi Taimar, you shouldn't say Reisha Shida Teva Migdol, that the Reisha where you gave the Uman Lasakin is only a Shida Teva Migdol level. Eitzim Loi, but Eitzim you would be Potter. So Tana Seifa, so it says the Seifa Shida Teva Migdol Mechlal the Reisha Eitzim Afilu Achi Chayav L'Shalom, to tell you that the Reisha must be Eitzim, and even so Yichayav L'Shalom, you can't just say Shida Teva Migdol, you can't just say Eitzim, like this we know both. Okay.
So we're going to with the approach that it's a Pushikam Mefarish, right?
Yes. And
the first case is Sheida, and the second case is Sheida also. Kitzim, right?
Correct. correct, because the imishim halay area would have taken the position of einunum kind of b'shlach kli, but we do say uman is yes kind of b'shlach kli, and by eitzim hitaka would be pater. The case where he's chayiv is the case of shita teva mitol. Okay, leima misayei alei. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya to this din of Rav Asi uman kind of b'shlach kli, and this in tzema letzaba. Someone gave wool to a tanner, a dyer, v'gdichay yoyre, and the yoyre is literally, I think, a vat, right? It got burnt in the vat. He has to give him back the demet semer, which sounds like demet smori in demet smori yishvach eloi. He's not mechuyev to pay him back for the shvach. And let's say, for argument's sake, he took $10 of wool and he enhanced it with $5 of material, and now it's worth $20. So he doesn't have to pay for the enhancement. He only has to pay him back for the demet semer. Demet semer yishvach eloi lav shegdichay la'achan nefila. Presumably, this is talking about that after he put in the material, it got burnt. The ikos shvach, where there already was shvach, and the fact that we say you only give back the meitzemer sounds like uman koine b'shvach kli, yishmamina uman koine b'shvach kli, and all he has to pay is the meitzemer. Omer Shmuel, hachamay eskinen kanchek dicha b'shas nefilo deleka shvach. Shmuel says no, it could be that Bryce is talking about that it got burnt right away as it went into the vat, where there was not yet any shvach to speak of, and therefore all there is to give back is the demet semer. But if it would have gotten burnt after the nefila, what would the din be? The Gemara says. So then you're telling me you'd have to pay the tzemer and the shvach. So, I'm sorry, one second. I didn't read that right. I did the same thing last time. Period. Shmuel says the case is talking about where it got burnt right away and there was no shvach. So this din, when you give a tzemer letzava and he ruins it right away, he's going to be potter from paying because he has nothing in it, there's nothing that happened, and he's off the hook.
So that's
right. So the Gemara, the Gemara's going to flip on this, go back in a moment. So the Gemara says, one second. So if that's the din, you don't have to pay. So what's the diag then? Meaning maybe that's the reason you're saying it, is for the opposite. But it sounds like then, if it wouldn't have happened right away, it would happen later, then you'd have to pay more taka. Mai, nicely demet smari ushvachoi. So that already means, einuman kainu b'shvachi, lema shmul, lesley de ravasi, de shmul, not hold like ravasi. And Rashi pointed out, I believe, that we had a problem with this, kaimel and kashmul bedini. And now we're losing the mission of Ravasi, right? Our mission was like Ravasi l'chayra. Where are we going to end up? So Amar l'cha Shmuel, hachamei esgin, and kigayin detzemer v'samanim debal abayis. Really, Shmuel does hold of Ravasi. He does hold uman kainu b'shvach kli. And if it would get damaged later, it wouldn't make a difference, and the uman would not have to pay back more than just the demet zemer in a regular case. However, this is talking about a case, detzemer v'samanim debal abayis. The tzemer and the samane, meaning that the materials that were used here were also the balabayases, v'tzava aga yodehu deshakal, and the tzava, the tanner, is just getting paid for his wages like a laborer. And therefore, in such a case, he would have to pay back for what he damaged more so. Because he's not an uman, so he's takanat kainu b'shvach kli.
Because he's paying because the samane wants him, or because he's got a hired arrangement, in other words,
because the samanim don't belong to him. No?
What about the shmach? In other words, like your case, right? $10 for the wool, $5 for the materials, and let's say another $3 of shmach, right? So that's $18. So I understand that he doesn't have to pay the $15 he has to pay. Well, because the $15 belonged to the balabas.
Right.
But the $3 that he improved it, should have to, it would depend on when coming to the shmach came.
Meaning, and he should get the $3? I mean, he's an hourly.
Yeah, but when you should have to pay the $3. Also, even though the materials belong to the,
you have to pay the whole thing, really.
There is a
right, but the fact that he's working hourly.
So then that's the equivalent of working hourly.
I guess so, but was it both?
I think it would have to be both.
Probably.
Otherwise, I have a problem with what about the appreciation?
Right. It probably is a combination of the two. The fact that he's not really employed as an uman and the material doesn't belong to him.
Or the fact that the materials belong to the balabas that
that drives
changes him into a worker. Maybe?
Could be. It often does.
The
I mean,
that goes. You pay for the paint, and you right. That's these are very common.
Right. Right.
His thing, and you're gonna get, here's a bill for the. I'm gonna go get the paint. You pay me for the money, right?
It's right. Right.
Cheaper painters do it that way, right?
They don't include
so,
it.
So is that? That's not a shock feeling. That's
perhaps not.
Makes him into a severe section. Maybe I don't know.
Right. Right. Could be. Does Rashi explain that first? Let's see Rashi from the top. V'kdicha yoyrin eskalka latzeva me'atzmi. The tzeva got ruined on its own. La'acha nefilo. La'acha shekola tatzeva v'nasa shvach. There already was a shvach in the tzeva. Le'y mishmu l'asa d'ravasi. Ho'ylo mahadal ukmi b'hachi. Masnisin. We zetzdain our mishnah like ravasi. U'mehashtali avdinika ravasi. Do'kayim alon kishmul bedini. Over here, not going to be passing like ravasi. That's no good. O'melecha ha'masnisin d'mashma d'ikdiach la'acha nefilo. Yorv le'inami d'me shvachi. What's the case? Kegoin shet semer v'samanim de balabayis. With the semer and the samanim belong to the balabayis. The leka lameima umenkoinim b'shvach kli. The samanim hu de mishab chilei. Sounds like so far from Rashi that the material is what's driving it. V'tzava sachir ba'almo hu, he remains a sachir ba'almo. Vaday uman shet samanim shaloi. But if you have an uman with the samanim are his, it's koinim b'shvach kli. And then he would only pay the Dmei Tzemer.
So maybe I'm misunderstanding Shvach Keli. Maybe Shvach Keli is the actual value that you imparted into the thing, not the value of your, not the Shvitz value, but the actual
appreciation.
Materials that mm-hmm. you get into the...
Oh, the materials?
Well, that's what he's saying here. He's saying that Uman Kain Shvach Keli only comes into play if the Samanim belong to the Uman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because then the Samanim are that which is Meshabeach, and then you have his sweat equity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But so in other words, the umar kind of Shvach Keli is whether the samanim went into the will or not. That seems to be the issue.
So the his samanim went in.
The samanim or the balabas samanim, because it's the added material that went into it. That's mm-hmm. the shaylah that comes from the not sweat equity doesn't seem to come into play.
I hear.
I mean, that's what it seems to be.
Right.
It's not the way I understood it. Until now, I understood umar kind of Shvach Keli. His sweat equity is what
right, it's right. Does seem to be linked to the Samanim. Yep. Mm-hmm. So Elo de Shmuel de Chuyika Matchele. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Shmuel is just being Matche, meaning, but really Shmuel can agree. Uman kainu b'shvach kli like Ravasi. Shmuel was just saying you don't have a raya from this din of this price of tzemer. Zokt Rashi de Chuyika Matche. Kolaymer mimasnis and loy tesayeye. From this Mishnah, you can't bring a raya. V'loy mishum dinishma mino the Shmuel palaga the Ravasi. Not because we should hear from there that Shmuel argues the Ravasi. It could be Shmuel Olam agrees with the Ravasi. Uman kainu b'shvachli. Toshima. Says the Gemara Vayta. Another raya. Nice and talisa l'uman. Somebody gives his talis to an uman. What is this uman doing with the talis? He's tailoring it, I guess. Gomroy, or cleaning it. Gives him his baget. Gomroy v'haydiyoy. He completes it v'haydiyoy and he lets him know. Meaning he leaves him a message that his thing is complete, come get it. Afilu mikan v'adasara yamim. Einai oiver olav mishum bal loy solin. Even if mikan v'adasara yamim, even if he takes 10 days, he's not oiver mishum loy solin pulas socher. But nos na loy b'chatzia yoyim, once he gives it back to him, even if it's midday, kivin shashok olav acham, oiver olav mishum bal tolin. Once the sun sets, he's going to be oiver bal tolin if he doesn't pay him. Now, are we talking about an uman or are we talking about a sachir? V'isal kudai tochum un koinu b'shvach kli. Frek to Gemara, if you're going to tell me that an uman is koinu b'shvach kli, am I over mishum bal tolin? Why is he over mishum bal tolin? He's not a laborer. He's a partner. He's an investor. He was koinu in the shvach of this thing, and now he's selling it to you. So when someone sells you something and you don't pay for the goods by the end of the day, you're over bal tolin? Of course not. Altolin is leisalim pulas sachir, right? It's someone who's working as a sachir. So how could you say uman kainu b'shvach kli, and then we see over here that the uman would be over on baltolin? Amar Rav Mori Breda Rav Kana begarda de sarvala, the leko shvacha. We're talking about a garda de sarvala, which is what I think someone who bangs out the dust from the beged, the leko shvacha. Where there isn't a tangible enhancement of shvach in the beged.
There you go again. What happened to the sweater? Well, actually, it's a little different. You know, you want.
Well, you when you send something to the cleaners and it comes back clean, is it worth more than before it went? Yeah. So, which is the Gemara's kasha. Saif, saif, frekti Gemara. What do you mean the lekos shvacha? Saif, saif, l'mayyavan alei. for what purpose did you give it to the cleaner, l'rechuche, to soften it up, to bang it out, whatever this malacha was? So kiven d'rechuche, hainu shvacha. Once he did that, there is shvach in it, meaning you have a $250 suit and it goes to the cleaners, it's dirty, it comes to the cleaners, what's it worth when it's dirty? What's it worth when it's clean? There's some marginal difference, whatever that difference is, that enhancement. There can be a shvach kli that we could say, umankainu b'shvach kli. So again, we're saying that when you pick it up, you're going to be over baltalin. So Murray wanted to answer that we're talking about, that there's no shvach, says the Gemara, there's no such thing. There must be shvach, because you gave it him to do something, he did it, so there's shvach. If Uman's kind of a shvach kli, so then he's selling it back to you, so to speak, when you pick it up. So why is there bal tolin? Says the Gemara, Tzvicha de agre lebitche bitche bitche b'masa. Which I think means that he hired him to clap this thing, to bang it out. Bitcha, bitcha, b'masa, each clap for a ma'a. The hainu schiris. Which sounds like, meaning instead of giving him a keli to enhance, he gave him a keli with a directive that, okay, I pay 10 cents for every time you clap it, or something like that. So Mamela, we're talking about a situation where he's a sachir. Now, what's the reason he's a sachir? That almost seems like there's no material involved here. The reason he's a sachir is he's getting paid per diem, so to speak, per klap. Right. So Mimela, we don't call him an uman, and it's not a situation of uman kainu b'shvach kli. Let's see Rashi. Amai oiver ozvune kamazvelin alei v'lei schirus, who when he gives it back to him, he's selling it, it's not schirus. Begarda de sarvela plukir begodim, the vetushe. Florash Belaz, the Sachroi Ledarcha. He hired him Ledarcha to thresh it, step on it. Behisni imay schum adrichais, and he made up with him an amount of pressing, steppings, called dricha b'ma'a. Every stepping for a ma'a. The schir yaim hu, b'lai kablon. He remains a schir yaim, and he's not a kablon, the likni b'shvacha.
He's a leather garment, it makes sense. It's rough.
Okay, to bang it out. Yeah, I mean, whatever the process would be. But essentially, if you give something to someone to enhance, if he's enhancing it, that's uman kainu b'shvach kli. But if you give it to him with an understanding that he's expected to do a service, and that service you're paying per something, per X, you're paying Y, so then that could be viewed as schirus. So frech de gemara, l'may de salka adaitin mei korid le'agwe le'bitche, according to the Havamina, that this wasn't talking about a situation where you hired him to bang out this chayfetz. Rather, you gave it him as a schirus. M'sayeya le'le Rav Sheshes. This should be a riot to Rav Sheshes. The bow minim Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Kablonus oiver lo mishum baltolon e'en oiver. Bomlu Rav Sheshes oiver. Is kablonus over mishum baltolin or not? And in the Havamina that it was talking about a kablin, it would appear that a kablin is over mishum baltolin. Lema Rav Sheshes pliga ad Rav Asi. Are you going to tell me now that Rav Sheshes argues on Rav Asi? Rav Asi of uman kainu b'shvach kli. Rav Sheshes seems to say that by a kablin you could be over baltolin. How are you over baltolin if your kainu has a shutif? Elamai, you don't own a portion of it. So kablin is not kainah. That would be arguing on Rav Sheshes, and I guess on Rav Asi, and I guess we don't like that. Let's see Rashi on this. Ulamai de salak adaita mekard le agre le minyan bitche the kablonasu ukatani oiver mesei le Rav Sheshes. Like I seen a nema pliga the Rav Sheshes and the Rav Asi. It seems like Rav Sheshes argues on Rav Asi. The midu kama oiver kasava einu mekaini b'shvachli. Veloi zvinin inu. It's not a sale. The kivin the lekani b'shvacha, since he's not kaini the shvach. Hecha the nasan like eitzim lasis men teva. Vasav v'shiver mishalim teva. He would have to pay back for the whole teva, right? A kablin. You know, presumably you can't have it both ways. If you want to tell me you're oiver mishum bal tolin, so that means that he's a sacher. If he's a sacher, it means he's not kaina, he's not a shutif, right? It's not a mecher. So if Sheshes would seem to argue on Rav Asi, Omar Shmuel bar Acha b'shlicha de igrisa. What does that mean? Emphat the Gemara, Shmuel comes along and says b'shlicha de igrisa. Zak Rashi de kablonis he shloi sachre liyoyim, sending of a letter. Is that what that means? Shloi sachre liyoyim. You didn't hire him for a full day. Ela lohelech leigeres l'makom pliny. We gave him a shlichus to go and deliver a letter. He's serving as a courier to bring something to Makom Pliny. So by he come, Rav Sheish is the Iver. That's when Rav Sheish would say that you Iver the leka shvacha the likni. There's no shvach involved for you to be kaine. Meaning that when did we say kablonus Iver mishum bal talin is a type of kablon that's not involved in being mishameach anything. He has an assignment. And he has a job. He's supposed to do A, and he does it, and he's done, he gets paid. So that type of kablin is Oiva Mishum Bal Talin. But Enechanami, if there's a Shvach Kli involved, a kablin also would be kind and Shvach Kli, and then when he gives it back to you, it would be a sale, and it wouldn't be subject to Bal Talin. Now, do we look at someone with a job like that to deliver something as a kablin? Or as a sacher, how do we typically...
It would be a taxi driver, so to speak.
Yeah.
Taxi driver, is that how would you be able to balsam? You're saying, yeah, you would be, even though he's a sacher, basically, you've hired him.
Right. Right.
Where else do you have a situation like that?
By Shabbos, when we send a letter, so we send the letter because the mailman picks up on Shabbos, it's not a problem, because mm-hmm. he works for the king. Right,
okay.
And he's doing the shidduch of the king. The king says you have to pick up mail every day, so we could mail our letter Erev Shabbos and we could move it. Right?
Okay.
He works for the king, right? He's a worker for the king. So what's the difference when it's not a Shabbos situation? He's working for me.
Whoever's sending him.
Yeah. So just like by Shabbos, we don't have a problem because he's not working for me. He works for the king, and the king says you have to pick up mail every Shabbos also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not Shabbos, he works for me.
And he works for you as a messenger, as someone that's a laborer, so to speak. I mean, the average person working in a business is a sacher, or is an uman, or is a kablan. The nature of the business. I'm saying an uman is...
And there's hourly workers, there's mm-hmm. salary workers.
Right.
There's, I mean, people on that make a percentage.
Right.
Commission.
Commission,
yeah.
I mean, if you have to do overtime, you get a letter of overtime, so the boss says that's part of your job, right?
Right, right.
You get paid hourly, so you rack up the overtime. But if you're more of a cop, you might be getting a salary, the job has to get done.
Correct. Correct. So that hourly we clearly understand as a sacher, as someone who's subject to Bal Talin and who's not a partner in anything, he's not an uman kaina at any level. Once he gets to that, I mean, does that shift to is that called a kablin when you have a...
He's still a sacher. Like but he, even though he's not on an hourly, even though it's a
I mean,
job,
just the structure like of the salary, of the compensation changes, but nonetheless, he's... Right. So really, the kablin scenario is where somebody is given a task.
What?
Kablin scenario is when you're given a specific task.
No, not shvach.
Meaning like delivering the messenger. Would you be able to tell him?
Right.
Yeah.
Meaning
such as a mail delivery, such as...
When you go to your app and you put in an Uber.
Yeah.
So... You're going, I mean, the Uber guy gets paid by the company. We pay the company.
Right.
So when...
There's no schmach there. That's the
right.
He's taking the A to B.
Right, right. So he's...
Does he work for me? He works for Uber. I'm hiring Uber.
Right. Yeah, but he's working on a simple task, you know, to go from point A to point B. So either which way, he would be essentially a sacher, whether it's direct or indirect. So you would do it Bal Talin, probably would apply.
Yeah.
I would think so.
On an Uber kind of?
On a company? I mean, when you owe money to a company still has owners. And,
you owe money to a company, but he's...
For a service. For a service, not a product.
For a service, not a product.
Yeah.
Yeah, here.
I mean, this has come up before when we went through the subject of Bal Talin here, where you could have a business where you have lease service agreements.
Now you lease employees. It's very popular now.
Employees?
Where people, that small companies that don't want to have their own
overhead,
overhead and workman's comp and deal with all that, they go to an outside company that their business is to lease employees. They're an employment agency.
Oh.
And even though I'm going to have a person work for me all year,
wow.
I lease them and I pay the service agency
okay.
And they handle all the extra stuff and I'm not bothered with it.
Got it. Okay.
So,
okay. But so would you have Baltolin then? I would think you would.
You think so?
I would think so.
Maybe not.
I would think not.
Why?
I would think that.
I mean, you're not, supposed to be paying him. The other guy pays him. He's working for the other guy.
No, I understand, but that other guy, you have Baltolin with him,
he
don't you?
Because he has to pay him.
With the company.
Yeah, he definitely would have his own Baltolin between him and his employees. But your arrangement with that company, I mean, I'll tell you what I think of in our industry, where we have a service contract on machinery, right? You lease a copier and you have a service contract on it. So they service the machine and you have an agreement with them on when you have to pay, right?
You don't pay per employee, you're paying on a monthly basis, right? You're paying on
and then it includes paper and ink and everything.
Right,
everything.
Right. But okay, let's say a straight-up service call.
I mean, it's simply the plumber comes.
Right. There you go.
Pay him, you should have in mind that the mechanics are the same. It's
yes.
A hard thing to
remember.
But I'm saying you miss out.
And more importantly, you have to make sure to pay him that day and not skip it because of the Baltolin.
If he wants to be paid, I don't have the money, so you should tell him up front because otherwise you're able.
Right, right. Now, can I pay you in a week? Or just not talk to him is obviously much worse. But when you have such an arrangement, I don't know. I don't know where the lines shift over here from Sakhir to Kablan and then to Uman. But as far as the examples that we're seeing in the Gemara, when it seems like there has to be a Shvach Kli involved in order to get the status of Uman. But
remove the
Leisalin and become the Shutif in the item, who's then being Meicher it, so to speak, selling it back.
It seems to me as though if you have that Shvach Kli, your sweat equity doesn't make you a... It doesn't give you a balsam, it doesn't give you a requirement to pay that day, and sweat equity seems to be out of the picture.
So. Yeah, but a craftsman, I mean, he's his own boss, so to speak. You know, he does his own stuff, and if he tells you that he wants to get paid, you know, whatever you make up with him, you got to work with. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Leima ketanoi. So the Gemara wants to say, I assume this is referring to, in general, Umukain Bishvachli is telling Machlekas Tanaim, Aseli Shiroyim Nizam Vitabois Vikadish Lucha. Oh boy. If someone says, what?
Sorry for interrupting, but in your industry, if you're supposed to pay them on the first.
Yeah.
And the money is there, and you don't pay them, would that be overly solid?
Conceptually, I believe so. Yeah.
And what if they give a late payment on the 10th, let's say a late payment of 5%?
They offer it as an option.
Right, so is it the 9th maybe okay?
When you pay,
it as an option, they'd rather be paid on time, but if they're paid late, they want to charge for certain... It's another issue, though, but they're not Jewish.
Yeah.
Well, if they're not Jewish, it doesn't matter. They don't pay, so.
I mean, you take every mortgage payment that's due by the 1st, you have till the 15th as your grace period, and your late fee doesn't kick in until after.